At the end of his summation, Casson asked the court to find Carella and Marchetti guilty of arson and send them to prison for 7 years. As to the possibility that the fire was ordered and paid for by others, he said an investigation was continuing and would perhaps lead to another trial later on. Before the judges would issue their verdict, the trial would go into its second phase, charges against 8 defendants for negligence and dereliction of duty. Casson opened by arguing that convictions for arson did not automatically rule out criminal negligence. Attacks on works of art, he said, especially theaters, are unfortunately not unusual in the Italian panorama. Since October 1991, when the Petruzzelli Opera House in Bari burned, there have been a dozen instances of damage to theaters and art galleries by arson. Therefore, in 1996, a fire at the Fenice was within the realm of possibility, and those responsible for its security should have known this, but nobody gave a damn. He read the names of the defendants and the prison terms he had selected for each. The list was headed by ex-mayor Massimo Cacciari, 9 months in jail. A sentence of that length was purely symbolic, however, since any jail term of less than 2 years was automatically suspended. The only other of the 8 to draw a proposed sentence of less than 2 years was the Fenice's custodian, Gilberto Paggiaro. Casson considered Paggiaro's absence from his post on the night of the fire to be negligence of a less serious nature, because it had not contributed to the hazardous conditions at the theater before the fire. Casson asked that Paggiaro, who had suffered 2 heart attacks and depression since the fire, be given a sentence of 18 months. The other 6 were charged with a long list of derelictions and malfeasances, from failure to control the handling and storage of flammable materials to allowing the fire extinguisher system to be dismantled before a new one was installed. The most serious offender, in Casson's view, was the chief engineer of the Comune of Venice, who was the top executive in charge of the theater's renovation. For him, Casson proposed a 4-year prison term, for his 2 assistants, 2 years. And for the top management of the Fenice, the general manager and the secretary general, 3 years. Arguments for the defense all had one theme in common, the denial of responsibility. Officials at the top pointed sideways and downward. Those at the bottom pointed up. The most novel defense was offered by the lawyer for Gianfranco Pontel, the Fenice's general manager. Pontel's attorney claimed, at great length and with a straight face, that his client was responsible for the safety and security of the Fenice Theater, and that when the Fenice was not putting on productions, it ceased to be a theater and became a mere complex of buildings for which his client had no legal obligations at all. The theater had vanished, at least where Gianfranco Pontel was concerned, and would reappear only when productions once again were mounted on its stage. The lawyer's speech drew laughter from the gallery and could have fit seamlessly into Alice in Wonderland or any number of Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. Gianfranco Pontel had been a political appointee, one who was always thought to have been an odd choice as general manager of the Fenice, as he had no musical background and spent most of his time in Rome. In any case, since the fire, Pontel had moved on to become secretary general of the Venice Biennale.